Dvar Halacha in Chavis Halvavos, Wednesday night, Or L'chav Beis Shvat. Last time we said it, Dvar Halacha, we were talking about being Koshe B'Ksherim, which is really something belays, something that's, you know, it's a thought. You're not supposed to think a certain way. And you have other things, Moshul Gaiva, or other midos that are purely belayed. So the question becomes, you know, how do you control what's in your heart? Like you cheshit somebody. So are you immediately over an isser? So in the person I wrote the sefer, it's in Hebrew, this is just an English translation, about another Machavero, so he writes something very interesting. I want to say it over. He said that when you have things that are usur to think about, maybe it's minus or other usur dika thoughts, so many times you can't control it. I mean, it enters your mind and you have such a thought. So then the obligation is to be meser it from your thoughts. In other words, you taka not over. You can't help what falls into your machshava many times, but then the chiyuv, let's say, whether it's gaivah, cheshavik sherim, or other hirhurim roim, or machshava zoros, so you have to think about other things. You can think about Torah subjects. You maser it from your mind by thinking about other things. If you don't, then you're oiver. If you allow it to linger, if you allow it to sit in your thought, and you don't actively try to get rid of it by thinking about other things, by being mishtiach das from it, by having your mind occupied by other things, then you'd be over. Maybe it's poshut, but maybe it's very important to know that. Okay, we're back to the Chavis Halvavos. We're in Shaar Avos Hashem. We're in Perek Shishi, where he talks about the telltale signs of an Oev Hashem. And number one was not to, that you see the person is living with awareness of Hashem, and he wants to please Hashem, and he doesn't do unnecessary things that are not Ratzon Hashem. He does, you know, just things that are necessities, or things that he has to do, however the definition of the word has to is, but he doesn't just, he's not living a life of hefker, and you can see that. The second one was Yiras Hashem. You see Yiras Hashem al Ponov. We explained why that's the stepping stone to Avos Hashem. So we're at the end of that. He says, "V'zu hanala, not yiras ha'onesh." That wouldn't be a big mila, although to us it would be a big mila. But he says it's not a big, very big mila. But yiras ha'romamus, awareness of yiras ha'onesh, wouldn't be a stepping stone to Avos Hashem, but yiras ha'romamus would be, because you're aware of the majesty and the dignity and the power and the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's just a skip and a hop to Ava. So he says about that, V'zu hanala b'dargis yiras Hashem, asher terem ha'kosav b'yira, v'yam avo el ha'ava ha'tahora v'atshuka ha'azo al Hashem yisadu b'sramon. U'mi shegi l'darga azu shal yiras Hashem, lo yivchad v'lo yira zulasi me Hashem. He won't be afraid of anything other than Hashem. K'moshe sipur achad ha'tzadikim, this is a story, Shumotza achad yirei Hashem, yoshein, sleeping, ba'achas hashmomol sheba'oretz, in a desolate place. Amalo ha'emencha yari min ha'royos, b'yoshnecha, you're sleeping in this dangerous place. Amalo ani bosh mi'alokai, she'yir'eini, that Hashem should see me, she'ni yorei azulaso, that I'm scared of anything other than him. That is a strange story. Because certainly you're not allowed to sleep in a dangerous place. There's no question about that. That certainly you're not supposed to sleep in a dangerous place. I'd push it like that. So the teretz is so that just like that's a chiyuv, and Yitaka only supposed to do that because of Yiras Hashem. Just like he said previously in Shaar Avos Hashem that you love your parents or your child or your spouse only because it's Ratzon Hashem that you love them, and everything is just a a way where I love Hashem, so I want to do His will. And His will is that you have to lecha kamocha, and kavetzivich of simecha, and avos ishto, and avos bonov. That's all Hashem's will. So here also, I mean, Hashem wants you to take precautions. It doesn't really say you have to be afraid, but it says you have to take precautions, and you've got to not let us sleep in a dangerous place. So it's probably an apocryphal story, but the point is still the same. It's a very hush of a point that when you're Yorei Hashem, the way you should be of Yorei Haromamus, so then you're not Yorei anything else. It's like sort of like a Shar Yichud HaMaisen type thing, where that's all you're focused on and that's all you care about. And if you're in, you know, you're not afraid of any other. If you're afraid of things because Hashem tells you to take precautions, so then certainly you take precautions. But the idea that if you're truly Yorei Hashem, so that is so big and massive and all-encompassing that indeed you won't be afraid of other things. They'll fall by the wayside. And indeed, you know, to us this sounds strange, but if you think about it, you maybe you'll understand it, that I'm embarrassed that Shavisesh on the Negdi Summit, if I express fear of anything else, then that's embarrassing. Hashem is looking at me, it's like you're in front of a melech, and like in the Gemara, right, you salute a governor that walks by. So that's not proper. So if Hashem tells you to take precautions, you take precautions. So that's why the story is probably an exaggeration. But the idea that you're not Yorei Min HaYoros is not an exaggerated idea. Precautions is precautions, but to be afraid, it sounds strange to us because we're not Yorei Hashem. So we don't understand that. But if you're truly Yorei Hashem, you wouldn't be Yorei other things. Think about that. Okay, we'll stop.